Hey, hello, hi, what is up, and welcome back to another episode of the Let's Get Aloha Spirit podcast. I'm your host, Kyla Nicole, the creator of GetAlohaSpirit.com, a website where I talk about all things positivity and a bunch of other cool stuff. Today, we have a very, very special episode on our hands. We're going to be talking about movies and TV shows, and I have a special guest with me here today. This guest and I both love movies and TV shows, and we talk about them like our lives depend on it. So ladies and gentlemen, give it up for my wonderful cousin, Nevaeh.
Hey guys, I'm Nevaeh.
So we are going to probably talk about a lot of spoilers today, so just be aware of that. Also, I apologize if the audio on this is a little bit different. I'm testing out Zoom, and it might be a really interesting time. Nonetheless, I hope you still get some recommendations and all that good stuff out of this episode. And without further ado, let's get right on into it. Okay, so I want to start off by asking you, Nevaeh, what is your favorite TV show and movie?
Okay, so this is hard because the amount of movies and TV shows I love and watched is, it's too much, okay? But, okay, TV show, I'm rewatching Once Upon a Time. It's this new show, or it's not new, but it's this show about, like, these fairy tales that, like, come to life, but they, like, twisted the stories, like, there's Snow White and, like, Prince Charming and all that stuff. So I think it's a really good show. I'm rewatching that as my favorite. Also for movies, Back to the Future, of course. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry. I'm disappointing. You know, I do have Once Upon a Time on my list because I think I watched like the first couple episodes and like I've watched like here and there and like just like random parts of the season, like various seasons, but it's on my list. After I finish Vampire Diaries, I think I'm gonna start Once Upon a Time, and then we can talk about that.
Vampire Diaries is the best show. Like, I don't know, like, there's no other words to describe it. Like, it's so good.
Like, we are literally planning a trip. Once it's safe to go, we're planning a trip to go to Covington, Georgia to go see Mystic Falls.
We have to.
The amount of conversations we have about Vampire Diaries, because you've already finished, but I'm almost done with the 8th season.
That's right.
We both have talked about this show so much. Like, you should see our Snapchat conversations. Like, we just send videos after videos after videos.
And I'm sending TikToks about like Vampire Diaries, like the little jokes that they have and memes.
It's so bad how obsessed you are, and it's such a good show though. So maybe we can just start off with Vampire Diaries. You know, what do you like about the show? What do you not like about your show?
Who's
your favorite character?
My favorite character, Klaus. Obviously, Damon. Obviously, they are the best. And Bonnie. I feel like she's the main, like, she's one of my favorites, because she's, like, strong and independent, and, like, she's always saving someone. Yeah. All, like, everyone relies on her. Even when she doesn't want to help, she always does.
Yeah. No, so even, it's like, between the three girls, like, of the three girls in that, like, friend group, Bonnie is, are, like, the best, and then there's Bonnie, Caroline, and Elena. Like, that is the scale. I have so many issues with Elena.
I don't like Elena at all. She cries about everything. Like, I don't know why she's always crying.
No, but tell me why. Like, for me with Elena, it was just, like, as when she's with other people, like, when she's in relationships and she's engaging in certain relationships, I'm like, okay, I like you. I vibe with you. But then when, you know, she is on her own, just, like, you isolate Elena, it's, like, why are you so whiny? Like, why is it because this one bad thing happened to you? Why is it because your parents, like, died? Which, that's not to discount
I know, that's
a bad thing. But it's, like, she uses that for everything.
It's an excuse for everything.
It's, like, dude, these people are freaking dead for the rest of their lives, and they have to live for eternity.
I know.
Also,
too. I remember when we were on Snapchat and we were talking about, like, who's better, Elena or Catherine. Catherine's the superior one. Like, at first I tried to deny it, but she is. Like, I had to really think about it.
I told you. I was so Right. It is Catherine.
You're
like,
right.
Even though Catherine's horrible. Like,
she's one of the best villains.
After Klaus, she is the best villain in the show. I think the Klaus slash, like, the whole Michelson family is, like, they were such a good introduction to the show.
They were.
And they were so good as villains because it was, like, never ending with them, but it was always a different story. Like, it either involved Klaus or Elijah or whoever the sister, the blonde sister. I don't remember the name.
Oh, Rebecca?
Rebecca. Oh, yeah, Rebecca!
I know, that's what I was about to say. I didn't want to interrupt. That's the same way over and over.
But then when Catherine gets involved, because she has such a, like, she is the reason why Damon and Stefan are, like, in love with Elena.
That's true, because she looks, like, just like her.
Exactly, and it's, like, and Catherine and Elena have this tie together, and so it makes it, like, that's the story just so much better. So I do think Catherine, even though Catherine's awful, I think she's a superior to Elena. She is the superior of the doppelgangers.
Okay, so we agree. It's official. Yeah. Catherine is the best. Elena, forget her. Who's Elena? We'll never know. It's so funny because the show is kind of like surrounded by her. Like, it's obviously about vampires and stuff, but it all kind of like starts with her. So, you know, when she leaves the show, it's kind of like, what the heck? Like, I remember when you said we were watching. You said you were watching it and you were like, where is she? Like, it's not as interesting.
Yeah, I think that was, like, my biggest thing going into season 8. You were getting so many spoilers today.
I know.
season 8, like, Elena leaves at the end of season 7. And in season 8, it's literally just, it's Damon, Stefan, Caroline, Alaric,
and the rest of them.
Enzo, Bonnie, and Tyler for a little bit, and then the sirens.
Oh,
don't even get me started on Tyler.
I know! They did him so wrong.
They did him so dirty, and I already
That's
knew.
So bad.
Just because when you're on Instagram on the Explore page, you already kind of know spoilers. Like, you know who dies in the 8th season, but
you don't know how.
I don't know how Enzo dies. I keep thinking when something bad happens to Enzo, I'm like, this is his time!
Wait, you
and then I start crying. I start crying every time. Every time he's gone through something, I start crying. I'm like, this is the time and I'm not ready. And he still hasn't died yet. And I'm just like, dude, just die. I'm ready.
No, you're going to, like,
I don't know what Stefan
is. Okay, listen. Enzo isn't even, like, my favorite character. But when he died, I bought, because it, the way it is, it's so messed up. And it's like, what? Serious? Like, same with Tyler. Like, the way Tyler died is so messed up.
Yeah. No, I think, and, like, with Enzo, like, I, for some reason, I have this attachment to Enzo. Like, I love him. And I think him and Bonnie are perfect for each other. I also have a thing for Alaric. I don't know why, but, like, if
you
I have to think of, like, my favorite characters, like, Alaric is one of them. And when he turned into that evil vampire, whatever that was,
I was
so pissed. Because at first I thought he was dead. And so that episode, I don't think I ever cried as much as I had watching
that.
Oh, no,
I cried so,
because
oh my God.
I didn't want Alaric to die, and I was, like, heartbroken. Like, I was not okay. Like, my mom had to check on me because I was such a mess. And then the next episode, homie comes back as this, like, evil freaking vampire dude, and I'm just like, what the heck? And I hated him, and I was like, why do I hate my favorite character? And then he got normal again, and then he fell in love with Joe, and, like, he's had everything taken away
from him.
And, like, I feel so bad. And the twins. Tell me why, like, the twins that, like, with Caroline carried and whatever, and, like, that storyline, I love that storyline. Like, and
they
did a
good technique with that, like, how, like, they had her end up carrying the babies.
Yeah.
I was like,
That caught me off guard, and it was such a good. And I also think she was, like, the actual person was, Candace King was pregnant at the time as well.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I did not know that.
With her son. I think she was pregnant with her son. And so that's why they made her pregnant. They made her pregnant with the twins.
Yeah.
And I think we've talked about this, and I think we should talk about this on the podcast, and I want to know what you guys think, because I think the introduction of the sirens in the 8th season was the worst move they could have ever done. Like, I'm sitting here watching the 8th season, like, I cried almost every episode of every season up until the seventh season. Like, the seventh season, I think I only cried, like, 3 or 4 times. The 8th season, I've cried, like, three or four times. Like, very few. And I think it's just because the 7th and 8th season, they do not add up to the other ones. And they freaking introduced sirens. Like,
okay, so what is it that you don't like about the sirens?
Okay, so my issue, and we've talked about this, but my issue is the fact that they just kind of showed up out of nowhere, and they were just, like, there. And for me, like, when you – other mythical things, like, if you've watched, like, Wizards of Waverly Place or even, like, the Harry Potter franchise, like, with sirens? Like, I'm sorry, because you have, like, vampires and werewolves make sense in this story, and witches make sense in this story, because you have the witches that created, essentially, the vampires when you hear the story of the originals, and then we kind of have the connection. Like, there's, like, that kind of magic. Like, that kind of magic makes sense. But then you introduce, like, siren that's just, like, out of the water, like, Little Mermaid-type vibe. It's like, what? I'm sorry, what? Like, it's so random. And it's, like, they have, and you've talked about this, like, because I'm, like, why, like, this compulsion power of, like, reading minds or whatever. Mm-hmm. And also, like, the whole, like, oh, and then, you know, siren. But it's, like, it's, because vampires can do that, too. Vampires can, like, you know, use compulsion. But it's, like, it's a different type of thing. The siren just make no sense. And, like, Sybil and what's her face, the human flesh eating.
I forget why.
It's disgusting. It's awful. It's just like, why are you here? Why?
I hated Sybil. I really did. But I think the concept of the sirens was actually like tied well together with it, because I don't know. I felt like it fit perfectly with the storylines, because in each, or not in each season, but like every two seasons, like kind of something new was brought up. Yeah. Like obviously vampires, witches, and like they gave the stories. However, I do think that they messed up with the backstory of sirens. I feel like they could have gave more to it, and the story was kind of too simple. I feel like they could have added more to it, or like gave more of it. Because, for example, the originals, right? Like Klaus, Rebecca, Elijah, they gave a lot of background to who they were.
Even when
you watched it, you were like, oh, okay, like I get it now. Yeah. But with sirens, they kind of like, they did kind of like just throw it in there, and you're like, wait, what? And they only gave like, I think, one or two episodes of like the backstory of them, and that's it. So that's the one thing I do think they could have like did better on. But and I really like the sirens, because I was like, I was mad the whole time, and that's how like I know the show, like they did good, because obviously, I hated the characters, so, like, they did good with their acting and stuff.
No, and I try to think, like, if I were in the writer's situation, like, what would I introduce to the eighth season when we've got rid of the main character, when the dynamic is changing, how are we going to create the story and then bring it up to potentially, I don't know, I don't know the full ending, potentially to when Elena comes back. And so they have to fill in this blank space. My issue, and I do think it's a good thing when people create these characters that get you talking about them, because they clearly create opinions, but my really with it is also, again, like how they introduced it, like, because you only know that, like, oh, there was this thing locked in this thing in the armory, and the sister of one of the Saint John sisters was just like, don't open it, like it's awful, like all these things, and then they work so hard to open it. Like when you think of siren, I think of like a mermaid, like Peter Pan, like in that kind of vibe, like I'm in the water. But this was in a freaking cave. Like, how, like, and the connection to that, and the connection to, like, this evil, evil thing. And I get the connection to, like, you have to eat the souls to, like, you know, stay, you know, thriving or whatever. But it's, like, of all the things I expected to come out of that cave, it was not a siren. Like, I was like, oh, it's, like, a mix of, like, a hybrid, and it was a mix
okay,
of a witch.
Okay, that is true. I was not expecting a siren at all. That is true. It kind of, like, surprised
me. It makes no sense.
I mean, I didn't know what was going to come out of it, but my first thought wasn't, oh, a siren. Like, that
was expecting to be, like, a giant, or, like, I don't even know, like, some, because
mummies?
in the pictures of it, and, like, when you, like, watching it, there was, like, this, like, demonic, like, hand-looking thing. I was like, I mean, shoot, we're introducing Satan. There's this whole, you know, there can be arguments and a lot of commentary on, like, heaven and hell and stuff throughout the show, especially in the last season. But it's, like, like, I thought, like, we're actually going to introduce, like, the demon or something. Like, I was, like, waiting for that. I was, like, I can get down with that. Like,
you're, like, sure, okay.
Some really bad people. Like, how are they going to get rid of the demon? But it's, like, it was freaking siren. Like,
I know. So we can both agree to disagree, but we can agree that the siren just came out of nowhere.
I agree. I love looking through, like, if you, like, start liking, this is you in the general, like, sense of people listening to this, mm-hmm. if you look at, like, the Explore page, and, like, if you like stuff based off of, like, Vampire Diaries, and then you start, like, you know,
get a bunch of the stuff,
learning about, like, the people's, like, relationships in the show, and, like, and all these things, and, like, how they went through, like, the process of going from, like, the human to vampire transitions, and just how, like, painful it was, apparently it was annoying. Like, there's a video of, like, I think it's Ian Somerhalder, who, I think that's how you say his last name, when they're putting in the contacts, and apparently they hurt, and it's like, dang, and they did that, like, every episode.
What? Yeah, I did not know that.
There's a video, and they're talking about, like, going from, like, when they're about to, like, do that transition, and, like, with the veins under the eyes, and eyes change colors, and with the fangs. Apparently, just the way they have the contacts, they mm-hmm. hurt, apparently, and, like, because I think they're so big. That's why, because they cover the entire eye. And he was talking about how much it hurts. And I'm like, oh my gosh, and you have to do that like every episode.
I know, because every episode he was trying to kill someone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure he's the one who killed the most people out of everyone.
Oh, definitely. Although,
Stefan was the ripper.
No, like, I think in the show, I think Damon killed the most people. But when you, like, learn about their past and their history and, like.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely Stefan.
Stefan definitely did. Because he had multiple ripper phases.
He kept relapsing.
He isn't the name the Ripper of Monterey for a reason.
I think that was it.
I think we're both Team Damon, right?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
I love Damon.
So if you don't know Vampire Diaries, there is a debate or, you know, teams of who people think Elena belongs with. And it's either Team Stefan or Team Damon. And I personally, up until Elena and Damon were, like, set in stone being together the rest of the series. I was back and forth between and Damon. Like, I would have existential crises because one episode, I'm like, I'm Team Damon all the way, 100%. Like, I love
next two episodes later.
And then the next episode, he's a complete jerk. And I'm like, well, shoot, maybe Stefan is the superior salvager. And then, like, you go back and forth and back and forth.
Feel bad for Stefan, though, because I feel like he kind of deserved more because she was kind of leading him on, like, towards the end. And, like, I feel like she was kind of cheating on him. Like, she had these feelings with Damon and stuff.
Yeah.
And,
or at least, if it wasn't cheating, it was her heart was definitely with someone else. Like, her heart wasn't in it with Stefan.
And she should have ended it sooner.
Damon.
That's what I say.
But I also think, like, from her situation, though, just, like, looking at it and then, like, I'm realizing, like, certain things that I've dealt with, it's like it does make sense that she was, like, trying to figure it out, because I think her heart like part of her knew, like, Stefan is the good guy, Stefan will protect me, Stefan will love
like
me.
He's the right
Damon,
guy.
But Damon, on the other hand, he's a little bit of a jerk, a little bit of an alcoholic,
but he has his moments.
And that's the thing.
Does love Elena. Like, he really does, like, want to protect her, and he loves her, so.
And I also think.
Go ahead. All I was going to say is that towards, like, the fifth season and beyond, that's when, like, Damon's focus was really, like, protecting Elena, and, like, everything was about Elena.
Yeah. And I admire that, and I also think, and I think this is something that you and I both have in common in terms of, like, just traits and guys we like on TV shows. We like the bad guys that are good to the girls.
I know. Oh, my God.
I've sent you that TikTok where it's, like, you definitely have issues if you think, like, all of these guys are, like, good, and so it's, like, Damon's on one of them, and it's, like, and Damon, like, I know for a fact if, like, Damon were to actually, like, date me in my life, like, I would be miserable. Like, that would be so bad. Like, I'm rooting for him. He's such a bad boy, but he is so good to the girl. And
exactly. But when they have characters like that, that kind of, like, makes the show more interesting, because you see, like, two sides of this character. Like, the good side, loving the girl, protecting, but then you see the bad side, like, you know, being the bad boy he is.
But it's also just, like, and it's, like, it sucks because it's, like, and there's, like, that, this song's, like, nice guys always finish that. Like, that's, like, that's so true, but it's so bad that it's true, because it's, like, we love nice guys, but it's just, like, come on. Have you seen Damon?
Like, I know, Damon's the best. It's safe to say that we're both on Damon's team.
Oh, we really are. Like, Damon, I also love Enzo. Like, I know you're not a huge fan of him.
Yeah.
But just his, I mean, he as a character had the most growth, I think. Just from what I know now and seeing how mm-hmm. him, like, he has been betrayed so many times. He was betrayed
I know,
by
his
Lily,
story.
Was betrayed by
Damon.
His
best friend.
Damon. By his best friend, like, exactly. And then it's like, as he gets older, and then he's trying to figure out his identity when he's working with the St. John's and the armory.
Yeah.
And all of those things. And it's just like, it's heartbreaking. And then once he finds Bonnie and he figures out, like, this is the person that I'm going to fight for. And in their moments when they think that they're going to die, this is why I cry, because I think that's when Enzo's going to die. In those moments, Bonnie's with him. Like,
wait, what part are you talking about?
So when,
because I don't want to spoil and say something.
No, please don't. But, like, I also know he's going to die. But, like, when Bonnie, when he was still, like, I guess, sirened to Sybil, and she mm-hmm. took him hostage and then was like, I'm not going to leave you. Like, I'm breaking your fear. And then
okay.
that's on fire.
Yeah.
And then both about to die. And then Enzo, like, saved her and then ran back in the house to go, like, die. Like, that, like, moment where she was, like, telling him, like, I'm never going to leave you. Like, I love you forever and all these things. Like, I lost it, and like that moment to be that in love with someone, but like, I mean, don't, if you're that in love with someone, please don't light the house on fire, but like in the show it was just so powerful and just like I'm like low-key tearing up.
don't tear up. No, that part no. was really cute. It was so cute. I teared up too. I was like, okay, like, I'm not a big fan of Enzo, but oh my god, this is like a cute little moment that they had.
And, like, and I thought, like, I love Bonnie and Jeremy together. Like, I love Jeremy. Like, I forgot he existed because...
Oh, my God, I forgot about him.
And I loved them, too. Like, the idea of, like, your best friend dating your brother, like, I don't know, that's kind of weird to some people, but, like...
Wait, but he messed up, though. He, like...
He did mess up.
That other girl...
With April. Was it April?
There was a moment, though, where he did kind of cheat on her, though. Kissing that other mm-hmm. girl, and I was like, how dare you do that to Bonnie? Like, Bonnie deserves more. Yeah. Like, I thought you guys were super cute together. Like, yes, it's, oh, and when that part happened, it made me think of Victorious, that song, My Best Friend's Mother. That was the song I thought of during that part.
No, that's what I was thinking. It's like, my best friend. Like, when I was saying that, it's like, yay!
Yeah.
No, but I think... I agree. Like, no, right when he did that, I was like, you just did wrong things. Because I think, like, Bonnie is the kind of person that, like, she holds her ground. She knows what she wants, and she won't settle for anything less. Like, she knows that she is the ish. And so yes. when this happened, I was just like, you screwed up, Jeremy. I can no longer root for you guys to be together, because Bonnie didn't know. Bonnie didn't know any better. And yeah. he was like, and this person that he was cheating with, I don't even think she was, like, an actual person yet, because of how, like, his vampire hunteriness, like, couldn't he just, like, see
her?
She was a
ghost or something. I was like, how are you gonna cheat on Bonnie with the
yeah.
spirit? Like, she's not even real.
And, like, and just Bonnie, like, I think Bonnie deserves, like, an award, because Homegirl was, like, the in between, like, the underworld, like, she was the, into the other side.
Oh my god,
like,
yeah.
That, watching that was like, oh my gosh. And then, like, she freaking died like
people
three
would, like,
times.
When people yeah, when they were through her too. I was like, oh, the pain she's feeling, even though it's not yeah. real. But I was like, oh, I feel
no.
you.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, she died, like, what, three times, four times, brought back to life?
I think, like, four or five times, to be honest.
Like, it's like, dude, like, what? Okay.
Like, you're like... I have to say, she's probably, like, the strongest person on the cast. Like,
100%. And I will say, like, my issue was, like, with the show is, like, when Elena was debating whether or not, like, to take that potion or whatever, to go back to being a human.
A human.
This was really when I started to, like, really hate her, because she was so whiny about it. It's like, do you really think all the
way? Wait, I'm so sorry. You cut out.
Oh, no, I was just saying, like, when she, like, they made a huge deal about her humanity, where it was just, like, they made such a big deal. Where, like, Caroline probably didn't want to be a vampire. She adapted to it. She's one of the best vampires out there. She's so
no,
humane
she is.
About
I love her.
Vampires. Like, Stefan and Damon probably didn't really want to be, like, you, I don't think you realize what it means to step into being a vampire. And yeah. And it's like, it's not like a lot of these people really had a choice. And it's like, even when you're looking at the originals, like, they had a lot of struggles too when they were first becoming vampires.
They did.
Because they didn't consent to it. Didn't their mother, like, ask them to be, like, turned into vampires?
No, exactly. I don't even think she asked them. She was just like, you guys need to take this.
And they're exactly. Like, what? Exactly. And so when they made this huge deal about Elena's humanity, it's like, dude, just suck it up and be a vampire. Like, that was my thing where it's like you're with all of your friends. At the end of the day, you're going to die and they're going to still be alive, have to deal with that. And it's like, why not just like vibe with your vampire homies? It'll make everyone's life easier.
Okay. And then speaking of like vibing with your like vampire homies, Matt is something different. Everyone hates Matt. Matt is just like, I don't hate him, but like I really don't like him either.
I'm indifferent. I'm just kind of like chilling because like I get where he's coming from, and it's like he lost his sister, who like that made me feel so bad.
From a vampire, so he was kind of like hating them from the start.
Exactly, and so we never had this, but he's so loyal, and I think that's an admirable trait that he has. He's so loyal to all of his friends, and like you just kind of, but he, I feel like he was kind of used as like a prop instead of like an actual character.
So funny that you say that, because a lot of people like in the fandom are saying like he was just kind of like an extra character that kind of wasn't needed, like he was just there.
Yeah. And like he only comes in when necessary, like, especially now in the 8th season,
true.
He only comes in when they're trying to figure out the whole siren thing or whatever. He only comes in when, like, him and Tyler, like, if Tyler was there, Matt's there. Oh, I did feel for Matt, though, when he found Tyler's body in the back of the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
I felt that.
The pain.
He's a stoic character. Like, he doesn't express a lot other than, like, this, like, upsettedness. That's not a word. But his upsettedness with vampires and stuff. But then just, like, the reason why he stuck with it for so long, because his best friend was a part of that, like, realm when Tyler was a werewolf. And his Elena was his ex-girlfriend, yeah.
That's what I was going to say. In the first season, he was kind of known as, okay, Elena's ex. But then as it progressed, he kind of just seemed like an extra person.
Yeah, and he was kind of just, like, there. But in the first season when he was playing the boyfriend of Elena, or when he had that, he was important. But then once he stepped out of that, and once he kind of, like, as Elena moved on and started dating the Salvatore brothers, it kind of was just, like,
hey Matt.
He didn't really have any, because it's like he wasn't, because Tyler had an involvement. Tyler's mom and dad had an involvement, like, or mom, I don't think his dad was around, but his mom, like, they all had an involvement in some way. And then there's just like Matt sitting in the corner, like, getting his police training, like, he does fall in love, but then he kills her. but he doesn't have a story. Everyone else gets their story, whether it's the originals who come in, introduce for a few seasons, and then have to leave, or whether it's like Caroline has her own story. She falls in love. Also, her and Klaus. I hate her and Stefan. I've decided I love her and Klaus.
Oh, no, Caroline and Klaus, like, they're perfect together. Like,
I love them, and I love Klaus. He is the superior Vampire Diaries villain. Like, he wasn't even he was a decent time on the show, but he wasn't even, like, a permanent member, like, a part of, like,
the being on the show, like, they show, I guess he was, like, somewhat an important character because they showed two sides of him, like, the really nice guy and then, like, you know, him wanting to kill every person he sees. So
and he comes back when Stefan's seeking refuge after that vampire huntress girl. I forgot who she was. But she, whenever she would kill,
I remember,
like,
that
mark, you had to run from her. It's like 7
seasons.
And so he, like, when Klaus showed up on my screen, like, I was crying because something happened before that. And then Klaus showed up on my screen. I kid you not, I started happy dancing. Like,
I love Klaus.
I love Klaus so much.
He's the best. He's one of my favorite out of the originals, for sure.
Oh, 100%. I also loved Elijah and Catherine's relationship. I was really confused by it. But
it surprised me, but it's interesting. I can vibe with it.
and simmer. Like, once you, like, kind of, after it was over and, like, you kind of let that, like, sit and simmer and vibe for a little bit, it's just, like, I kind of dig this. Because we both are damaged people. Like, the whole cast, like, the whole show is just damaged.
They're all damaged.
Like, they all have one issue of some, like, or another. Like, Damon and Salvatore have their mommy issues, and Elena doesn't have her parents, and her aunt, like,